being with the family. It's actually the biggest benefit of traveling full time, and one that was unexpected. It's not about the places we see or the things we do. Why?
Welcome to the Family Travel Podcast by A Big Peachy Adventure, where we help families plan their adventures, whether it's for a week, indefinite, or anywhere in between. No matter what your budget, we bring you hints and tips from the experts, inspirational stories of families who are living their dreams, as well as must-see highlights from places that we and our guests visit. Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Family Travel Podcast by A Big Peachy Adventure. You're joined once again by Natalie and Michael. And today we've got a special episode. Today we're staying at a caravan park that's got a water park, and I was watching all the people in the water park. There were lots of kids running everywhere, and what I noticed was that there are lots of dads. So this is a weekday. This is the middle of the day, and there are all these dads running around, splashing, screaming, and having as much fun as all the kids. And it made me reflect on where we are as a family and the difference in our life now as to where it was maybe 2 years ago. So when Elliot was a baby, Michael was working hard. He was up when we got up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. He'd have a quick breakfast, and he would leave for the day off to work. We wouldn't see him till he walked in the door at 6:30 at night, when quite often I had fed the kids dinner and they'd had their baths and they were all just waiting up to say goodnight to him. All that he wanted was to spend more time with the kids. All I wanted was to have him around more, and all they wanted was their dad around more. And it wasn't an easy time, and we made some changes so that he could spend more time.
So in today's episode, I'm sharing what it's like to be a father traveling full-time with the family. I just had a bit of a aha moment a few weeks ago when I was standing there making breakfast for the kids, when I remembered that it was actually one of my goals. It was something I was working hard to do, is to get up early enough to make and have breakfast with the kids at least a couple of days a week. That wasn't the weekend. So today, this is something I put together a few weeks ago now, but it felt a little bit too personal, so I took the easy option and posted the transcript on our blog. After it was read like over 35,000 times and it was shared and liked hundreds of times, I thought, well, actually, maybe this is something that people resonate with.
What was interesting as well is it wasn't just the dads. It was a lot of mums who were like me at home with the kids all day, or working as well and working hard, and just wanted a bit of a different life for everyone. So here we are. We have Michael Peachy getting personal and sharing what it's like being a dad on the road.
So what's it like being a full-time traveling father? What's it like going from being a dad or mum working two jobs to being with your kids full-time? I don't know how many times I've been asked this question by people we've met on the road. It's usually by people with a smirk on their face and expecting me to say something along the lines of, I just need a break. My answer? To me, travelling full-time and being with the family, it's actually the biggest benefit of travelling full-time, and one that was unexpected. It's not about the places we see or the things we do. Why? Well, first of all, less distractions. At home, there's always something to be done. You know, lawns to mow, repairs to be done, helping around the house, or some other appointment. Now, though, once the legs of the caravan are wound down and the hoses are connected, I'm essentially done. I now have the time to cook, hang out with the kids, go to the playground. I'm even helping Chloe sew a doll at the moment. At home, I just wouldn't have had the mental bandwidth to do that sort of stuff. But also seeing the kids grow. I saw Chloe's first steps on a video recorder with Nat's iPhone. Now, I'm actually helping Chloe learn what we'd normally outsource to a teacher. I'm seeing Elliot transition into someone who's getting a grasp of numbers, letters, time, etc., and how they all work together. I'm seeing Eddie's entire progress towards trying to crawl. Sure, the young kids may not remember everything about the trip, but I know I will, and they'll also just have memories of having a dad who was there. Also, being present. I can honestly say that in the past, even if I was spending time with the family, there was always something else in the back of my mind. You know, weekends are only so long, so there'd be thoughts like, oh, an hour should do it, then I better get back onto the weeding, or, you know, we'd better leave by 4:45 to make the supermarket. Now, if Elliot wants me to dig with him in the sand with a little excavator and dump truck, no problems. But it's the little moments. Quite often it's the little things. You know, walking outside and seeing the kids play together at 1 o'clock on a Monday, just before we're about to go fishing. To me, that's awesome. If that itself isn't enough, I don't know what is. So, does it go from working a normal job one day to being hugs and playgrounds and rainbows and unicorns all the next? Not at all. Being a full-time parent is tough. Not like digging a trench tough, but it's mentally exhausting. So, a big shout out to the stay-at-home mums, or dads, because some days there's just no break. And not even when you try to hide in the toilet, and I know it's just not me. You know, some things that I've learned over the past months that have helped me to adjust and might help other people who are transitioning from working full-time to now being with a family full-time. First of all, just accept that the kids want to talk to you all the time. Small kids love a chat about anything. Anything. Surely they don't really want to know if it's dark or night in Japan, or, you know, if you need liquid nitrogen to freeze beer or wine. They were actual questions that were asked today. So I found the best way I could avoid being frustrated when I'm trying to do something is to just accept that they want to chat all the time. It's a sign of affection. So what do? I separate myself. If I have to make a call, send an email, concentrate on some fiddly repairs, well, if you're trying to do this while the kids are wanting a chat, it means things take longer. The kids aren't getting the attention they deserve, and you just end up getting frustrated. So I've found if I move away, it's actually done way more quickly, and I can get back to being with them 100% of the time in a shorter time. So my personal favourites, locking myself in the car for even just 10 minutes, or taking Eddie the newborn for a walk in the pram. But a big one is you need to make time for yourself. There's no doubt that you have to give up some of your hobbies, which can be a big part of your life, to travel. The parts of me that I could maintain, so for me that was exercising, I could keep. To do it though, it's either really early in the morning or at night after the kids have gone to bed. This is also the time of day I use for new hobbies that I've picked up along the way. And if there was one thing I could recommend to anyone, it'd be this. Because I'd personally hate to end up resenting the trip or the kids because of missing out on things that make me up as a person, when all it really takes is a bit of scheduling. If it's that important to you, you'll make time. But also, if you can, transition. It's a big step to go from working full-time to not working and being with the kids full-time. I was fortunate enough to work 2 part-time jobs before we took off. This meant that I was still working an average of 4 days a week, but this was way less than I'd been used to for a long time. This meant I could get used to the increased home and kids time, and I'd highly recommend this if you can do it, but I realise not everyone can. I think as fathers, we might take for granted how relentless kids are, and how tough a job it is being the one who is staying at home with them. They really are non-stop, and it's a good thing. Being with the family full-time is amazing, and it's actually the best thing about seeing this country. It's the best parenting decision I've ever made, and I'll be sad when it comes to an end.
Thank you for listening to a Big Peachy Adventure of Families Travelling Full-Time. What drives us is hearing of those we've inspired to simplify their life and take the first step towards their travelling goals. So please, if you get any value from what we're doing, the biggest reward we could ask is that you share this podcast with your travelling buddies. Don't forget to click subscribe, and also please leave us a review. 5 stars hopefully, but if not, that's okay. Please leave a comment and let us know what we can do better. If you'd like to connect with us personally or have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at A Big Peachy Adventure. See you on the road and happy travels.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.